At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News, visiting Professor Dickinson College. He's also CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. I go to Jeff's experience on NATO because what happens after the Ukrainian war is that NATO is, in some fashion, refashioning itself. It's hard to say what comes next. The Trump administration is not evidencing that it will participate in a vigorous fashion. I don't know whether that means leave entirely or just stand back and let Europe defend Europe. It's also possible there'll be a new organization in some fashion. In the newspapers in London, it's now called Coalition of the Willing. And we have a report from Rome that Giorgia Meloni, the prime minister of Italy, will not participate in a confab of the Coalition of the Willing. We also have remarks from the leader in Poland saying that Poland is concerned about its fate without NATO and is looking to acquire or is inquiring about nuclear weapons. We have a similar remark from Germany in some way that Germany is looking at buying nuclear weapons. France has already offered its nuclear umbrella to the rest of Europe. None of these things are adequate, nor do they describe something concrete, but Jeff, what is your sense of this moving around? Is there to be a NATO in the future? Is Europe looking at creating its own defensive organization? And what about industrialization? Are they ready for it?
Well, John, you know, it was very disturbing, all those things you said. Particularly, I thought the Polish prime minister suggesting Poland might acquire nuclear weapons. And we've seen numerous reports coming out of Europe, one coming out of Sweden, saying that they had information the United States will not participate in future NATO exercises next year. Now, U.S. representatives at our headquarters in Stuttgart said the U.S. has still contained a plan for the future, but left that somewhat opaque. Furthermore, there are reports in other newspapers in Europe and media sources that the United States may move its forces out of Germany and possibly even move them to Hungary, which could be 35,000 troops. But it was perhaps best summarized by two comments I saw in the last week. The first was by Mr. Peskov, the spokesperson at the Russian foreign ministry. He said it now appears Washington and Moscow are very closely aligned, his words, in their policies. And the French defense minister, Mr. Le Cornu, said the new challenge facing Europe was not so much the Russian threat as above all the unpredictability of our American partner. So it certainly seems we're moving into a whole new world, John. Now, whether they can affect, the Europeans can affect a mechanism for their common defense is an open question. At one point in time, the European Union had a military organization, at least the skeleton of one, called the Western European Union. That was disbanded, as I recall, in 2011. And obviously, the United States was not part of that particular arrangement. Whether or not they can resurrect that or not is obviously an open question. But that model could be something to look at. One of the challenges they have is the European Union works great in terms of decision-making, I would argue, in peacetime and about economics, much more difficult in wartime about military policy because of the insistence for unanimity of all members. And I think most members realize in terms of military security policy right now, it'll be very difficult to get countries like Hungary and Slovakia to agree. So this coalition of the willing you described a moment ago may be the way to go. That being said, the past history of that, or attempts at that, have not been all that successful. Way back when, there was talk about creating a multilateral force, a pooling of nuclear forces under a common European umbrella. That never came together. The Europeans, the French and the British, French and the Germans, I should say, did create a common Franco-German brigade as a demonstration of integration, but that really was more only in symbolic terms. So whether they can come together and create an integrated military force now with the threats rising is going to be very difficult. And then lastly, as you suggested, the real problem is to integrate industrial policy. So we haven't got every country producing their own tank, their own fighter plane, et cetera. but specializing for the common good. Again, examples in the past of that are not all that promising. The only one I can think of was the so-called Eurofighter, which was developed, took, as I recall, nearly twice as long to get it from the drawings to the runway. And as one Air Force friend of mine said, the problem with the Eurofighter was it could do a lot of things fairly mediocre. It just couldn't do one thing very well.
Jeff, was this anticipated at NATO for a long time, that it needed a mission, and without a mission it would break apart? Did you ever hear that talk before Ukraine war?
Absolutely. Remember back in the days of Bosnia, at the end of the Cold War, a lot of people said that we ought to have had a big champagne party and ended NATO. Bosnia was the thing that sort of separated that, the wars in the Balkans. And the argument in those days was, by the treaty, there are geographic limits where NATO can operate in. That's why the Falklands War was never a NATO war, because it was out of those geographic limits. So the whole idea of NATO operating in so-called out-of-area missions was always the question. But people started to say NATO either goes out of area or out of business. And as a consequence, NATO forces were used collectively to conduct peacekeeping operations in Bosnia. And subsequently, you'll recall, it was a NATO command that actually operated in Afghanistan for the period of 20 years. Many of the countries only offered small forces. But people forget the one country that lost the most troops killed in action as a percentage of its population in Afghanistan was actually Canada. And the British also had pretty high losses. So there have been efforts to expand NATO out of area to find that new mission so NATO would survive the end of the Cold War and the end of our principal adversary, that being the Soviet Union. And finally, of course, there's been periodic frustration by many NATO leaders in finding that future. And even a few years ago, one has to remember, none other than President Macron said, you know, NATO was strategically brain dead in trying to figure out what its purpose was.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, a veteran of NATO, U.S. Army retired artilleryman, CBS News, visiting Professor Dickinson College, and CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. It's fog of war, fog of diplomacy. Everything has a shelf life of about 3 hours.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.